How safe are you in your car? Not when it comes to airbags or anti-lock brakes or your safety belts, but how secure are your vehicle's computer systems and wireless technologies like Bluetooth? That's a question Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey has been asking, and it's one that he's put to manufacturers. And he's out with a report today that says if you are driving a newer car, then you are vulnerable. And he joins us from Capitol Hill. Welcome, Senator Markey.
Thanks for having me.
Your report documents how it is possible to enter the computer systems of a car and do things to the car. It's possible. Has it actually happened? Does this happen in the real world yet?
Well, not yet, although it's been proven that it can happen. But we're in a world where no one had ever thought that a hacker could get into all of the healthcare records of the biggest companies in America, that they could hack into the defense system of our country. And we can wait until criminals don't need a crowbar to break into your car, that they'll just need an iPad. Or we can begin right now to say to the automotive manufacturers, build in the security that makes that very difficult.
Your concern has another dimension, which is that the auto manufacturers, and in some cases third parties, collect a tremendous amount of data. What are they doing with that data?
This information is gathered about every single driver in the country as they're driving and parking, but no one really knows the level of security that's built around that information. No one knows if they give that information to third parties. No one knows what security third parties build around that information. So I'm opening this question so that we can begin the discussion of what are the safeguards that should be put on the books for drivers in our country in the modern post-internal combustion era.
In your report today, you cite some research from 2011, research that demonstrated, and I'm quoting here, that one could remotely and wirelessly access a vehicle's CAN, controller area network, its computers, through Bluetooth connections, OnStar systems, malware in a synced Android smartphone, or a malicious file on a CD in the stereo. OnStar has some dimension of assisting us in an emergency. Most of the other functions we're talking about have to do with entertainment or a little convenience. Should motorists be prepared to sacrifice some amusement or convenience for security?
No, it's a false choice. It's the same choice that automotive manufacturers were trying to give to drivers back in the 1960s and 70s about airbags and seatbelts. They were saying it was going to add dramatically to the cost of the vehicle, and the consumers would not want that. When in truth, once they were given that additional protection, people now automatically use those safety devices. Well, we need the same kinds of safety devices for the information.
Senator, when I try to imagine who would have any interest in my driving history and how fast I might drive or where I might go and what kind of roads, I can't think of too many, but insurers would be one. Are the insurance companies involved in this problem?
I think the information would be very interesting to insurance companies. It could help them to understand, you know, the individual's driving habits, but it requires ultimately permission to be given to them by the driver. This should not be a decision made by automakers.
The CEO of Ford recently said that Ford would disclose whatever information it collected. Is disclosure sufficient, or should there be a stronger guarantee than that?
I think it should be both. I think if a automotive manufacturer is able to build in Bluetooth and keyless entry and remote start and navigation and Wi-Fi, then they should also be able to build in software packages which protect privacy and safety of drivers. That's what this debate should be all about.
Senator Markey, thanks for talking with us about your report.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Senator Ed Markey, Democrat of Massachusetts.